The US Consumer Price Index data for September gets released today and may sow seeds of chaos into a relatively stable time in the crypto markets. Bitcoin is struggling to properly break through the $20,000 ceiling, and mining difficulty reached its highest since May 2021. It's been quite a week in crypto. Welcome to Unencrypted Bits. Ethereum and Bitcoin are in lockstep, with both cryptocurrencies losing 3% of their value over the last 7 days. US President Joe Biden was prophesying a clearing of the dark cloud of recession, but the CPI forecast shows strong indications of missing and will rain on his parade. That Binance hack, where a vulnerability in the bridge between the BNB Beacon Chain and the BNB Smart Chain resulted in a loss of 2 million tokens, just shy of $600 million, but only a 5% loss in BNB value. Bitcoin is the biggest performer so far in October, but still down 1.5%. The leading cryptocurrency is closely followed by all other indexes, with the mid-cap index being down 2.1%, the large-cap index down 2.4%, and small-cap index decreasing by almost 5%. Stablecoins are increasing in market share amid this downward pressure, and surprisingly, Ripple is continuing its upward swing on the back of its improving position in the SEC legal battle. Hold your breath for the CPI cold water, though. BTC plunged 10% on the news in September, so you know the drill. Elsewhere in the tech sphere, Microsoft had an event that almost overshadowed the Pixel 7 review embargo. Some highlights include the Surface Pro 9 coming in two flavors, Intel Evo Spec for the faithful, and a 5G version that is built on an ARM chip co-developed between Microsoft and Qualcomm. That SQ3 SoC also offers a few exclusive AI features like God mode background noise cancelling for your Zoom calls and some portrait mode trickery. But Microsoft was careful not to make it about the architecture shift and focus instead on 5G connectivity, which is a weird flex, but okay. Surface Laptop 5 comes only in Intel Evo and no AMD chips to be found, but crucially the entire Surface line gains Thunderbolt 4 ports in 2022. If you didn't know, Intel Evo is a 12th gen based spec that optimizes for power, battery life, and display. It's built on the Core i7, and it's like what Intel tried way back with the Ultrabook, but much, much better. Surface Studio 2 Plus is the latest version of Microsoft's sexy touchscreen desktop machine, and it gets similar internal upgrades. The magic of this event, though, was in the software. A new app called Microsoft Designer is coming to Microsoft 365 and offers an AI solution to your design problems that you've just used Canva for. It's powered by DALL-E, that amazing AI text-to-image-based system, and it's out there to just make a highly complex process basically clip art. Apple is also bringing Apple Music, the TV app, and iCloud Photos to Windows 11 in 2023 to further break down the barriers to owning a Windows machine. That has been Unencrypted Bits.